tina tātou and ko Lynn Haratatiaika tōku ingoa. My name's Lynn Haratatiaika and I'm a trustee for Mata Pōpuri Charitable Trust. So Tūranga is a name that our hapū and iwi, so our hapū is our clan, Ngai Tuahuriri, and our iwi, our big tribal group, is Ngai Tahu. So Tūranga was a name which came from a place called Hawaiki. We brought it with us, Tūranga, our landing place. We moved across from the Pacific and landed in the area known as Tūranga Nui Akiwa, Gisborne. And then as we travelled through the generations and migrated down the east coast of the North Island to the South Island, it's also a name that we have given to the library to represent our landing place in the city, because it was a significant cultural site. For Māori, thinking around the landscape, the mountains and the waterways are the geographical markers of where your land is or where your tribal area is. We didn't have surveyors, so it was usually the mountains, the waterways, and out to the coastline. And we use those in our tribal sayings, our pepeha, to talk about where we come from, where we are.
It's Mairi Tau from Tuahiwi. Tūranga and Whitirea are the two principal places for a Pāikera, our founding ancestor. In our traditions, Pāikera is the ancestor who came to New Zealand on the back of a whale. He landed up in the North Island on the east coast, and his main meeting house was called Whitirea, which is the name we see for the Christchurch Square. Tūranga was where he was in the North Island. So we decided to call the library Tūranga with Pāikera, the image of the whale, on it. But it was really part of also our attempts to colonise the city. The equivalent of Christchurch Cathedral for us is Tūranga, and it sits next to the cathedral.